I'm Liam Aiken, KCBS Foodie Champ, Chef Lawrence Jossel, NOPA, San Francisco, California. Good to see you, my friend.
Great to see you, Liam.
I always like to begin with this sound. And the question, what are we drinking?
What are we drinking?
You
tell
me.
We're drinking a sweet little bandol rosé from the south of France.
May we see
Provence,
one?
Provence, in fact.
Provence. Salute. Here we go.
To your health.
Never drink alone, to your health.
No.
Always. Mmm. Oh my gosh.
That's tasty.
It's off that burger.
So there's not one thing that I've ever cooked that I didn't think could be better. I'm really hard on myself in the kitchen. But that burger, it's got all the components to make it great. And the biggest part of that whole thing is intention. So I'm working with a rancher in Marin, West County, with great intention. He treats his animals right, he treats the land right. This is Temple Creek, just the best meat you can buy.
And you can taste it.
Oh yeah.
It is so good because the cattle are treated so good.
They're happy.
Yeah.
My friend Craig Stoll turned me on to this technique, but what he does as well at his restaurant Delfina is, as we do here, all the animals we bring in are hugged today. So it's just, it's a nice thing.
The burger is a hug of love. We had a hug of love in the kitchen just now.
We did indeed.
So, recap, the burger. The tenants of it are, talk me through the NOPA burger. What's
so,
in it?
Grinding the meat every morning. This is chuck, which is shoulder. Two parts of the shoulder, 18 to 20% fat, and then stolen straight from the Zuni cookbook, about a heaping teaspoon of salt per pound of meat. Ground twice, formed very loosely into a 7-ounce patty, and then grilled over almond. I mean, we're already going somewhere good.
Come on.
Great cheese, great house-smoked bacon, Elise Moore, our pastry chef's delicious burger buns that are made here. Hand-cut Kennebec fries. We fry in rice bran oil, nice and clean. We make a delicious aioli, different for each season. I don't know. If there's a better burger out there, I want to try it.
Yeah, come on, sure. bring it and show it.
And I've done that. People say, oh man, this is the best burger I've ever eaten. I will be in line tasting.
The food, of course, paramount important. No good restaurant without good food. But the cocktail, the wine program, they are your bedfellows in this restaurant. So important.
Absolutely, so important. And not my forte, you know. I love partaking, but I've done that long and hard before, so now I've backed off a little bit. So I leave these decisions to our beverage director, Gretchen Buck.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. She put a great list together. She's got great assistance in that and great assistance behind the bar. And again, like the food, really simple. Let the purveyor or the winemaker or the spirit maker shine. That's the ethos here.
You had a party, which was a big hug of love, celebrating your 20 years. We all came through the doors. Every single person who's connected in this community to you was here. Purveyors, you know, farmers, chefs, journalists, friends, neighbors, you name it, cooks, past and present. It was a hug of love from you to us, because you invited us to the party, but all we wanted to do was to give you, Chef Lawrence Jossel, and NOPA a hug of love back for so much over 20 years, and you're still going. So what keeps you going? What's that fire in your belly that has you getting up in the morning and keep on keeping on?
Well, I gotta say, a 20-year party, that'll help get you keep going.
Yeah.
It really will.
Yeah.
I fell more in love with this space and the community and the people that work here just for that reason, just because we all celebrated this beautiful place together. I'm still riding high on that thing. There were hundreds more people invited that couldn't make it, and there were hundreds of people that weren't invited that should have been invited. You know, it's 20 years of people working here. It's 20 years of feeding neighbors. It's 20 years of tourists walking through the doors. 20 years of, will you marry me? And, we're having a baby. And, you know, graduating from school and changing careers and memorials. And it's so much life that has happened in this building.
Yeah.
And it really has been an honor to watch it.
Well, witnessing it, being here that night, thank you for the invite, was joyous. And it was great to see you and Gretchen and your team having a moment or two, just knowing that all this love exists because you brought us all together. So here we are, 20 years in. Moving forward, what's next? Chef Lawrence Jossel, when's the book? When's that happening? You talk about stories.
No, you know what's funny is that for years and years and years, we've talked about a book, and I've very unenthusiastically said, I really don't want to do it because there's so many books out there. And I've talked to publishers that I respect, and they've said, thank you for not doing a book. There's so many books out there. But I think we've hit a new thing, and I think I've got a new idea. And
is this breaking food news?
This, we are going to do a book.
Yes!
We just started talking about it two weeks ago.
Is it a kitchen book?
Oh. The book is certainly influenced by the kitchen.
Think of all the people who've come through your kitchen.
So many. So many.
So good news. That's great news to hear, Chef. And when you imagine a book, stories, recipes, the journey.
You know what? It's just a big love letter. The title of the book so far is Thank You, Love, Nopa. Because that's what it is. It's going to be a big thank you. And in the thank you are some of our tricks and of the trade and some of the, you know, the recipes that we've gathered over the years. And way more organized people than me have been keeping those records because my recipes are usually just in my head scribbled on a piece of paper, you know, that I can't find in a drawer 2 years later without a title. So, I'm going to need a ton of help to do this. And I think I've got one of my former chef de cuisines is maybe interested in writing this with me, which would be great. She's so smart. We'll see how this works.
Can't be with you and not talk about the other part of the enterprise. Beam me up, Scotty. Nopa Fish, ferry building. Barely out of diapers. A year old almost?
100%. It's still breastfeeding.
Yeah. But Nopa Fish, I love it. I mean, I love your open fish counter. You can go and you can, you know, sit there and eat, but you can also take some goodies home.
There's so many good things about that spot. One, the kitchen is a good size kitchen. Compared to the space. So we're able to do a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah.
Other than the 8-foot counter where we serve immaculate fish, we translate all that stuff into a menu.
Yep.
Simple menu, and it's a simple spot. You walk up, counter service, you know, no stress.
But it's good. It's fresh.
But it's good. And it's a year old in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And 1 year versus 20. It's very interesting to see the dynamics there and how that works. But I love that place. I really do. I was there this morning. I'll probably be there in a couple hours. Go back and forth between the two. And it's a real honor to be working in that building. It's a cool building.
I know how much that building means to you. I know how much food-wise means to you. So yeah, to finally be able to put a stake in the ground and have a little piece, a little part of that
it's
building.
It's not a stake.
No.
I told you, it's a fish place.
Oh, so sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Apologies. Yeah. So everything comes out of the kitchen is fish. I'm so sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. You got this.
I got this. And it's my first day in the job. We're on the home stretch here, Chef. So, Nopa, onto Visadero, Nopa Fish, ferry building. Am I missing anything?
That'll be quite enough, sir. I think with the book and with we bought this parcel of land in West County, in a place called Sebastopol. And for the last 3 years, we played around growing mostly gophers, but
people love gophers.
They do.
Can't wait for them to appear
big,
on the menu.
Juicy fat gophers.
Yeah.
But we put cucumbers and tomatoes and eggplant and lots of lettuces and herbs, and I'm very excited to start pulling produce out of there.
Are you happy in the garden?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I would say in the 43 years I've been doing this, only about 10 years ago did I pull my first onion out of the ground. You know.
Wow. That's exciting, right?
Yeah, and it was a moment.
Yeah.
Only probably 5 years ago, I picked up my first chicken.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So I've been a city boy all this time. And to be out there in the sun,
And then just the offerings, you know, what the garden grows, we know ends up on the menu here.
It does if it's good. I have to say, because we've also grown some stuff that has not been good.
Yeah. So, Chef, before I leave you, tell friends who've never been to Nopa why they should come and what the experience of dining here in Nopa is all about.
I think if you want a really honest experience from people who really care about service and quality of food treating each other right, treating you right, in my opinion, a San Francisco culinary experience, because everything's, you know, from a couple of miles away. I think you need to come to NOPA and celebrate with us and celebrate San Francisco.
Chef, thank you for the gift of NOPA. So many stories out of the kitchen. A joy. Thank you for your friendship.
One question, Liam.
Oh, yes.
You're from a part of the world called England.
Yeah, I'm actually an Irishman. I was born in London. I'm of Irish stock. So parents, yeah. God bless them, Irish family, Irish going back centuries. So I tell people I'm an Irishman with an English accent.
Right. I'm South African, so I say, and I've been here since, 1978, so I'm an American with good manners.
Good. Wow.
But isn't there a place called...
South African.
Kitchener?
A Kitchener. What's a Kitchener?
I thought that was a
British place.
Yeah.
Oh, Kitchener.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's a little... Oh, my... Oh. That's why he's a brilliant chef. He's always a step ahead of me. Chef, here's to 20 more years. 20 more years of NOPA. Thank you for the joy, the love that you have given us and will continue to give us. Friends, come on, come on. NOPA, Divisadero and...
Divisadero and Hayes, mate.
Divisadero and Hayes. Look out for the NOPA book. I love that you've shared that story with me. We can't wait. What do you think? I mean, 2 years, 3 years?
It takes about a year to put together, and we haven't started anything yet.
Oh, yeah,
so we're two years out.
So you should stop telling kitchen stories. And Friends, more on the NOPA story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat.